Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 425 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, I'm going to talk about a couple of epiphanies I've had this last week. Melanie's going to share all about a big closet clean out she and Perry did, as well as a little redo that she did in Caroline's room in College Station. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. We have one of our favorite all-time episodes with our friend Cole Kublik that we released earlier this month. And coming up, we have an episode with our friend Lindsay Ferrier. And it's a really tender, sensitive episode about a really difficult topic, but I think you're going to love hearing her story. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Finally, if you would like to join us in Fayetteville, Arkansas in early April, we would love that. So if you would like to get tickets to our Big Boo Live in Fayetteville, you can find a link for that in the show notes. Alrighty, everybody, thanks so much for being here and hope you enjoy episode 425. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Bee Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
So much has happened since we last recorded.
It's only been a week, but we've lived a lot of life and had a lot of things that have happened.
We really have. I mean, we've had a whole winter wonderland here in Birmingham.
Yeah, you sure have.
We've had football games aplenty.
Yes, we have.
You know, it's just been a lot to take in and to process in a relatively short amount of time.
It really is. It's a lot of stuff. We have watched, I mean, now we have coming up our national championship game. No SEC team to be had.
That's right.
in that deal. It's going to be Ohio State and Notre Dame, just like we all thought when Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois.
I believe I talked significant trash about both these teams at the beginning of the season.
I believe I said overrated. I believe I said can't really hang. Not great. So I feel like I've heard from people on both sides asking who I am going to cheer for now that it is official that this is the finality of my evil axis of college football. Listen, Ohio State Buckeyes, let me tell you something. I adore the game that y'all played. Mm-hmm. I admire the fact that that game ended in Longhorn tears was really just about as good as it gets for me. Like that fourth and goal situation was just about my ideal scenario in that deal. So thank you, Buckeyes, for that. All that being said, I still contend I'm going with my strategy of I'm cheering for the hottest coach.
I'm telling you, Marcus Freeman is essentially America's sweetheart at this point.
Yeah.
Even Pat McAfee said on game day the other day, he said, you're a 39-year-old good-looking man.
Yeah. James Franklin from Penn State said in the press conference, he was like, look at your hairline. Look at that hairline. I'm like, does everybody have a crush on Marcus Freeman?
I think they do.
Is this where we are?
He's like Fiero in Wicked. You know, like everybody lights up around him. But yeah. He's got that gorgeous family. And
yeah.
Here's where I've landed with all of this football madness.
Mm-hmm.
We finally got, I think, with these last two games, what we had hoped for when we went to the 12-team playoff, which we got two really good games, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And we didn't necessarily have that as much earlier on in the playoff, which does beg the question, are we better off just with four teams? I don't know. I'm not here to solve it. I just really enjoyed both of those games. I really did. I just thought Notre Dame Penn State, that was a great game.
Mm-hmm.
And golly, James Franklin was at the end of that game when Penn State threw that interception.
Yeah.
He's a meme. Like his reaction on the sidelines is a meme. But and then I thought that the Notre Dame, I mean not Notre Dame, the Ohio State and Texas game was a great game. So
yeah.
I mean, kudos to him for that.
It really was. And I don't know if you heard on the commercial that ESPN replayed no less than 6,400 times. There's never been a path to the college playoff that's looked like this. Did you hear how many times that commercial came on?
Came on so many times. And Jackson was here. And there was a point where he was like, how many times?
Yeah, that's... I really thought, okay, I was at Caroline's, which we'll talk about later, but I was at Caroline's and we had it on and I finally was like, is your TV stuck on a loop? You know how like you'll accidentally, have you ever hit that setting on Spotify where it just plays the same song over and over again? Like I was like, did we hit a setting where this is just playing over and over again? I was like, we get it. But I do think it's fascinating because I was like, if we had just played like the way the season would have gone, I said, you would have had Texas would have played Oregon for the national championship. And now neither of those teams are left standing. So I do like this pathway of it does feel like ultimately, you know, you got the, now there's a whole thing of, did you get the teams that were just super hot at the end of the season? I mean, maybe so, where everything came together, but I like this. It's March Madness-esque.
Yeah. There's something to be said though, for a team that can get hot at this stage in the season.
I agree.
I mean, you know, now you could argue, well, Notre Dame didn't play the schedule of an SEC team, or Ohio State didn't play the schedule of an SEC team. And you're right. They didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean,
but it is what it
is. Here we are. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say. Cause I'm like with the SEC, is it that everybody's so beat up because we beat each other up? But I also do think this was kind of nobody in the SEC really stood out this year. I hate to say it, but I mean, you didn't take care of your business.
I agree with you. I mean, I think our best teams were missing a little something, and I don't know what that something was, but
no, I don't either.
So, I don't know. But I'm cheering for Notre Dame too, and I just don't even know who I am as I say that, but they're going to get my support as we head into this final game on January 20th.
Golly. Well, and that little Riley Leonard, like what a doll
Riley
he is.
Leonard. Did you see Nick Saban? I think it was last week on one of the game days where he said he needed to look and see who was recruiting Riley Leonard's high school when he was at Alabama, because if he were still coaching, he'd fire him for not getting him.
It's fair. Yeah.
But yeah, Fairhope, Alabama's Riley Leonard. You love to see it.
What a doll. Yeah. I mean, just the sweetest, cutest little thing. So just giving all the glory to the Lord. I was like, he's just precious. Yeah. So it's hard for me to not cheer for Notre Dame. So what I didn't have on my bingo card was that I would be sending people the four leaf clover GIF. But here I am.
You certainly did send the four leaf clover, Jeff.
I did. I sent it to you. I sent it to my friend Amy Case. I sent it to multiple people.
Yes.
And I was like, who would have thought that when the season started and my Fighting Texas Aggies lost against Notre Dame, that this is where I would end up. But I thought this is what football has done to me. It broke me down. It broke me all the way down. We got in bed the other night and Perry said, you have really killed it with our bedding. Like, our bed is the most comfortable it's ever been. And I'm going to tell you, the biggest difference are our Boll & Branch sheets. I cannot say enough about these sheets. If you really want to change the way you sleep, you have got to upgrade to Boll & Branch's 100% organic cotton sheets. They are so luxurious. They are buttery. They're breathable. They get softer with every wash. I'm obsessed with them. In fact, I love them so much that I had to just get a new set, because these are the sheets I want on my bed constantly. I just got their signature vintage wash sheets. They are amazing. I cannot even tell you how much I love them. You can try Boll & Branch for yourself. They have a 30-night guarantee, so you can put them on your bed, you can wash them, you can sleep in them, and if you don't love them, which you're going to love them, but if you don't, you can send them back. These sheets are the perfect foundation for better sleep. And then you can add, which is what we've done. We've got Boll & Branch's waffle blanket. We have their duvet. And our bed feels so cozy, but it doesn't feel heavy and it doesn't feel hot, which is so key. Boll & Branch products are made different so that you can sleep better at night. Now's your chance to change the way you sleep with Boll & Branch. You can get 15% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com/bigboo. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com/bigboo to save 15%. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, I did wonder. I thought about you during the game and just, you know, the fact that Texas was in it. And I thought, how would I feel if Ole Miss were in this spot?
Oh.
Not great. I mean, no. You know, there's a part of you that's like, okay, like I grew up in Mississippi. So there's a part of me that can say, yay, Mississippi, because, you know, we were scrounging for things to be proud of growing up. And so, but I think it's tricky. It's tough. You know, when Ole Miss was in the College World Series, I couldn't watch it. I couldn't.
No. So. There was no part of me that thought, yay for the state of Texas.
y'all got enough. Listen, you've had plenty.
That's it. The Longhorns have had plenty. They got Matthew McConaughey on the sidelines in his leather jacket. They don't need anything else. They're good. You know what I mean? Like, they're fine. They're fine. They've had, and they still think they're the greatest. And so let them have it. Let them have their self-esteem and that they're better than everybody else. But they did not have that game. And I'm telling you, I was with Caroline and we were watching that goal line stand. And when that scoop and score happened, the scream that the two of us, DNA is a real thing, is what I'm going to tell you, because our mannerisms and our screams were exactly the same. And Perry was hunting down at a friend's place and he texted and he said, I can hear y'all yelling from here. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's a man who knows his girls there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I had actually, at that point, I had retreated to the bedroom. Mm-hmm. You know, we had snow days. And so at that point, I had been indoors for really, I think at that point, almost 48 consecutive hours.
Yes.
And you Jackson and Alex were here and David was here. And there was just a point where I had cooked. Oh my gosh, I had cooked. And so there was a point where I thought, I recognize when like my battery is really, really low. And so I thought, I'm going to get in the bed. I'm going to keep up with it from the bed. But where, even though I was in the bed, the scoop and score reaction in this house got me out of the bed because I was like, well, what on earth?
Yeah.
And so anyway, that was a big deal.
It was a big deal. So now, listen, we're just down to the final dregs. And I did laugh because, listen, Retha, who, you know, she texted me and she said, after that happened, she said, I'm going to bed. You tried to tell me football is dumb. And I said, football is mean. Football is mean and it is dumb. Yeah. And that's just that's where we are. So, but I will say that my Aggie baseball team has got a preseason ranking of number one across the board.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Oh my gosh. And I don't know. Listen, I'm so excited, but I'm also, you know, I'm cautious. I'm just
I'm not. Listen, I'm full blown. I told Jackson this past weekend. I was like, listen, because Jackson's an Aggie fan. For people who don't know. And I was like, listen, y'all are loaded. It would have to be, from my way of thinking, it would be a complete mental and emotional breakdown on the part of the whole team for your season to fall apart. Because what I know before the season even starts is y'all are loose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. Listen, everybody's having a real good time. Everybody's having a real good time.
They're having a real good time. And I think it was on one of the A&M commercials that popped up, or an SEC commercial, and there's a shot of Jace LaViolette and Hayden Schott in the A&M dugout, just grinning. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I told Jackson, I said, I'm not a bit worried about y'all. I feel real good about it. And listen, I'm hopeful for my Mississippi State Bulldogs because, you know, that is my team that I cheer for, even though the algorithm thinks that I'm an Aggie during baseball season. I'm hopeful, but I know what we're all up against with y'all the end.
Well, we'll see. I feel like I've heard from multiple people who kind of know that they're like, no, I think we're better this year than we were last year.
Oh, y'all are 100% better than you were last year.
So I'm going to tell you that we dropped 200 pounds of dead old man traitor weight. So that has to help.
Dropped
200 pounds of snake oil. So that... That bodes well.
So I feel like I'm going to watch y'all play several times this year. I really do. I feel like it's just, you know, it's my destiny that I'm going to end up, I don't know, maybe even in Omaha. I don't know.
Listen, I would love it. Well, I would love it. I will. Let's just do it.
I will definitely cheer for y'all. I just, you know, I just hope for my own team as well. So
I get it. I totally get it. So tell us about the snow day. Tell us about, did you build a snowman? Did you frolic in the snow? Did Hazel enjoy the snow? Tell us all the things. I've been doing a major clean out, and here's the thing. It's time for New Year's resolutions that we'll actually want to keep. And one of those is say goodbye to your uncomfortable shapewear that you've held on for too long that you're never going to put on. Because let's be real, life is too short to feel squeezed and squished and uncomfortable. Luckily, you don't have to. Today's episode is brought to you by Honeylove, the brand that's completely reimagined shapewear. Honeylove uses targeted compression to sculpt and smooth where you want it and ease off where you don't. That means that it's super effective and comfortable to wear all day long. What a novelty. It's shapewear that works with your body, not against it. The difference, you'll feel it, you'll see it immediately. Plus, they have flexible boning in the side seam, so that prevents it from rolling up or down, so you never have to do that weird adjust yourself in public again, even after a night of dancing. Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is my go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. The Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body. I'm telling y'all, this is a game changer. Treat yourself to the most comfortable shapewear on earth and save 20% off site-wide at honeylove.com/bigboo. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/bigboo. After you purchase, they're going to ask where you heard about them. Please support the Big Boo cast and let them know that we sent you. Start the new year with confidence. Thanks to Honeylove.
There's such a difference between a snow day with little kids and a snow day with grown people.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you know, they've been predicting it since, I don't know, last July that we were going to get snow this week. There was a lot of weather talk for really 2 to 3 weeks leading up to it, mm-hmm. which, because I live here, always makes me think it's going to rain. Like, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Cold rain.
The number of times we had a snow day for school and lo, there was no snow, you know, because you're trying to get ahead of the predictions. So they said all week, hey, listen, there could be some accumulation on Friday. So I did what I thought I was supposed to do. I was prepared with my groceries.
Mm-hmm.
As I texted you and Perry, I topped off my gas when I was running errands on
Crucial.
Thursday. Yes. Uh-huh. Topped off my gas. And so we had firewood, we were ready to go. And I just didn't know what was going to happen. Well, Jackson drove in from Montgomery outside of Houston where he lives. He drove in Thursday night and got here about 9:30. And I had, mm-hmm. when I tell you I had made pounds of beef stroganoff, I mean, I had made pounds of beef stroganoff. And so he got here, got his stuff in. Hazel was so happy to see him. And, you know, Hazel's not really happy to see anybody ever.
No, she's never been happy to see me.
Casey would say the same.
Yeah.
And so he got all, you know, settled in and ate a late supper. And I don't know what time it was when we all finally went to bed. But I kind of thought, we'll see if we have snow. But sure enough, I woke up about 6:30 and I could tell by the way the light was coming in that there was snow outside because it just makes it so much brighter.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the most gorgeous snow. We got probably 3 inches of snow and it lasted. It was slushy as all get out. I did take Hazel outside. She did not care for it. She was chomping at the bit to get back inside. But anyway, it was beautiful, and it was, I mean, it shut down Birmingham on Friday, and then it got real cold again Friday night, so it was pretty much off the roads by mid-afternoon on Friday.
Yeah.
But there was still snow. Like, yesterday morning, driving to church, there was still snow everywhere, just not on the roads. So today, I think it's finally all going to go away, but it was beautiful. And then Alex and Jackson, when they got up, they walked up the hill to my sister's house,
mm-hmm.
and on the way back they stayed there for a couple of hours, and they on the way back some kids had abandoned an old boogie board on the golf course behind us.
Oh, delightful.
So they rode that boogie board like a sled on the golf course and had some pretty funny videos from that. But what my point is, I didn't have to get out there in it. But when they came in, their clothes were so wet.
Oh.
I mean, they were soaking wet. And they both were freezing.
Yeah, so, I bet.
Anyway, because of all that, we just sort of hunkered down here. And I did have the most exciting development, though. Because it was so cold. And I mentioned last week that I'd gotten my new big heating pad that's almost 3 feet long.
Yes.
It's fantastic. I love it so much. Well, I got it, I guess it was Friday morning, and it was cold, and I was sitting in my chair out in the den, and I thought, oh, I'm going to get my heating pad. And I put it on the back of my chair and sat there, and I was playing Gene's Journey. I mean, I was living my best life.
Oh, yeah.
And I got up. When Jackson got up, I said, hey, do you want any bacon and eggs? And he said, sure. So I got up to make his bacon and eggs, and he sat in my chair, and he was like, oh.
I believe I will.
He was like, this is so warm. And I said, oh, wait, I have a heating pad that my mama used to use when she would come here. I've got that. Hold on, let me go get it. So I went and got, it's a smaller heating pad, but then he set that up on that couch out there. And when I tell you that what we did for the next 2 days is we all took turns sitting on the heating pad. I've now ordered Jackson and Alex the almost 3 foot long heating pad. I mean, and every time somebody would sit down on it, there was always a like, oh my goodness. Oh yes, Lord. Yeah. Like just, it was glorious. And it's it feels like delightful. It warms you from the inside out, even though it's from the outside in. Anyway, so I have made heating pad believers out of the boys, and their new heating pad should come in on Wednesday. Alex said yesterday, he was like, who knew that we'd be in the middle of our arc as 75-year-old men here at 21, but that's where we're living, you know?
Listen, it's what happens. Mm-hmm. Everybody, don't underestimate a heating pad,
It's a good thing to have.
No, it's, and, listen. It's
and great. I think, I mean, honestly, I woke up this morning about 6, and I thought, I'm just not ready to get up yet, and so I turned the heating pad on and got back in the bed. And I didn't go like to sleep, but you relax in a way that is just not typical of this current age when you have that heat connected to you. It's just the best.
Listen, that makes me want to, it's cold in this house. I kind of want to get out my heating pad right now.
I cannot recommend it enough. I cannot recommend it enough.
If you have listened to the podcast for any length of time, then you know that one of the biggest challenges for Melanie and for me as empty nesters is trying to figure out what to eat. We're just tired. We're tired of cooking. We're tired of trying to decide about food. And that is why I am so happy to tell you about Hungry Root. It really is the easiest way to eat healthy. They take care of meal planning by recommending delicious recipes that are tailored to your taste, nutrition preferences, and health goals. We take this really easy quiz at the beginning of your subscription, and you help Hungry Root understand how you like to eat. If you want high protein, if you want gluten-free, you want dairy-free, you want low sugar, if you don't like red meat, whatever it is, you put all those preferences in their system, and then they generate a meal plan for you based on how many meals you would like for them to send you for the week. Send all the ingredients straight to your door, and the best thing is it only takes about 15 minutes to prepare the meals. We got a shipment this week, and I'm so excited because tonight David and I are going to have cheesy chicken tostadas with corn salsa, and they sent this really delicious cucumber corn black bean salad that's going to go on those tostadas along with cooked chicken, and it's going to take me about 12 minutes to prep and cook that meal. Hungry Root is taking all the guesswork out of dinner time for me, and I sure am grateful. It's also fresh and good, hormone-free, free of artificial sweeteners, no preservatives in any of their food. They only source top quality meat and seafood. So you're going to love Hungry Root as much as I do. Take advantage of this exclusive offer. For a limited time, get 40% off your first box, plus get a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/bigboo and use code bigboo. That's hungryroot.com/bigboo, code bigboo, to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life. hungryroot.com/bigboo, code bigboo.
Well, I'm going to tell you why I need a heating pad. Okay. And this is, so Caroline and I decided at some point over Christmas break, actually, you know, we did the major clean out of her house in College Station before the break.
Okay.
Before Christmas. And we got rid of just her closet, just a bunch of clothes, like whatever. And at that point, she had said, you know, I've got this desk. And she was like, I don't use this desk. And she was like, and it doesn't feel like this is the best use of my space. I would love to have like some shelves or something instead to like put books on and to, you know, decorate and all this stuff. And so we had kind of decided, or we'd kind of said, I was like, perfect. Then at some point, what we'll do is we'll get you some shelves from IKEA and I'll get your desk, because what we had here was not really a great desk. And I said, I'll bring this desk home because I'll be happy to have it in the playroom that we're still calling the playroom, even though there are no toys in there. Sure. And nobody plays in there. But anyway, so we decided to go ahead and do that on Friday. She was like, do you want to just follow me back to school and we can whatever? And I was like, great. So she went back to school, had her stuff all loaded up. I went, stopped at IKEA, picked up the order that we had put for a full-length mirror. So she would have that. And then these shelves, just those. I love those Calyx. She's got her TV on them too. They're just a great little multi-purpose shelf.
Okay.
So got those. Well, you know, the thing about all that IKEA stuff is you have to put it together yourself.
Yes, indeed you do. Yes.
And I'm just going to tell you, so Friday I got to Caroline's probably about 5:30 or 6. We ordered in some food. The game was on. So we sat up in her living room. Her roommates weren't back yet. And so we sat up in her living room and began to assemble that. And when I tell you that screw it in, that thing with that, you know, they give you that little Allen wrench.
Yes.
When I tell you that I woke up on Saturday morning with a case of carpal tunnel, like you wouldn't believe.
It's the devil's wrench, the Allen wrench.
Oh my gosh. Devil's wrench.
Yes.
Listen, and it didn't help that I don't follow directions. So there were multiple times I had to unscrew a screw and then screw it back in. So I really doubled up on my work, but we got that all together, but we ended up, we cleared out, so she got a new nightstand. We ended up taking her one of her old nightstands to Goodwill. What I'm saying is I spent 2 days, Friday and Saturday, moving furniture, putting together furniture. We got her some new curtains because she was like, I just want to lighten up the room. And so we got some new curtains. And she finally said, Melanie, I'm going to need you to quit steaming those curtains. But you have never seen somebody
I know what the look on your face was when you were steaming those curtains. I know the level of concentration and intensity that you had on your face. And yeah. I know the look on Caroline's face as she watched you.
Yeah. She was like, you need to stop. She was like, I need you to stop. And I was like, okay. But anyway, we did a little refresh of her room. It looks really cute. My mother-in-law got her a record player for Christmas. And so she had ordered some new albums. And so she's got her records. And we took down some of her old art that she'd had forever and just kind of simplified everything. So it felt good because now she knows she's going to stay in that house next year while she starts grad school. So we were like, you know what, let's do like a little update. So we did that. I drove home Saturday night, got home about 7:30. Then Perry got home. He had been hunting at a friend's ranch. And then Sunday morning, we got up and went to church. And then because I had the desk in the back of my car, we were like, okay, we need to move. So we had to move the old desk out, which was really just a table. And then we'd had to move the new desk in. But then we remembered we had the rug. What I'm saying is this is if you give a mouse a cookie. We'd had a rug that used to be in the dining room that we'd had cleaned, and we knew we wanted to move it in the playroom. So when I tell you that all day yesterday, we worked from the time we got home from church, which was probably noon, until I think it was 7 o'clock last night when we finally sat down on the couch.
Oh, my word.
I mean, we cleaned out, we got in because the playroom closet is where Perry keeps all his hunting camo. So like we cleaned out old camo stuff that nobody wears anymore and stuff that Caroline's outgrown. And then Caroline, since she had left, like I cleaned a bunch of stuff out of her closet where I was like, she doesn't need any of this anymore. And so we cleaned that out. Perry took a car full of stuff to Goodwill this morning and dropped it off. I mean, we cleaned like nobody's business.
Perry have any suggestions for more efficient storage as y'all were going through this process?
Sophie, I'm so glad that you asked.
Because I bet you heard the phrase, I'm going to tell you what we could do.
Oh.
179 times.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you what we could do.
What we could do. And so I'm going to tell you that what we could do, and we'll see if it actually ends up happening, is so Caroline in her closet. Because Perry was like, essentially, she's never really going to live here full time again. Okay.
Which he's all the way down the road.
He's
eons into the future. Yeah. Yeah, you're just trying to process last week, but he's all the way down.
Mm-hmm. No, he's like, she's never going to really live here again. And he was like, so next Christmas she'll come home, but that's really the longest time she ever comes home for at this point.
Ever again.
Ever again. So but what we can do, Soph, is that he's going to put some shelves in. There's a closet that kind of runs the length of her bedroom that we did when we remodeled this house. So because it's an old house, so we don't have a lot of storage. So we really do have to maximize our storage space. But what we're going to do is we're going to make some shelves so that we can set our suitcases on those shelves to get them up off the floor. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's critical.
Because that's, mm-hmm. yeah. It's critical. And then what we need are these, like our linens, we can store all of those in there. And then around the top of our closet, what we're going to do is multiple shelves because he needs more room to store. Mm. I can't even tell you what mm-hmm. I have discerned is about 78 pairs of the Wrangler stretch fit cargo pants that he's ordered.
He ordered 15 at once back in
yes.
November.
Yes.
And I told David that, who, by the way, his reaction was like, I see absolutely nothing wrong with what you're telling me.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No. You find something you like, why wouldn't you get it in multiples?
That's it. And so what's going to happen is we're building some more shelves. Okay. We are building some more shelves, but we did throw out a lot of stuff. Like we had a whole huge bin of like craft supplies that had been like with all these half-used paints and decoupage that we'd used for various. And I was like, you know what? We're not going to do any more school projects.
That's right.
Like craft. Nobody's going to come home. I'm not going to craft. I'm done crafting.
That's it.
So we got rid of a ton of that stuff. We got rid of some like just clothes and stuff that we didn't need anymore. It felt good. So
that's
I do have
exciting.
To say,
yeah,
it is. But like when I got out of bed this morning, I was like, I can hardly move. And I'm going to get my nails done later this afternoon. And all I can tell you is that Nick is going to be horrified because mm-hmm. what has happened to my nails between assembling IKEA furniture and bagging stuff yes. up is terrible. Like they're in terrible shape. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hadn't had a manicure in a month. So mm-hmm. the polish is halfway up. Pretty much each fingernail, mm-hmm. you know, like where I've got so much grown out space. And then I have cut them because
yeah,
they were getting in my way. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to go get mine done tomorrow. It's my plan. I'm going to text after we finish this and see if I can get myself an appointment.
Yeah. I can hardly stand to look at mine.
Oh, yeah,
and so now
awful.
I'm sitting here and they were some kind of white. They were like a white color. And now I'm like, I'm so tired of this. I was like, I don't know what color but I need something different because mm-hmm. I'm so tired of looking at them looking like this.
I get it. I absolutely get it.
Y'all, this is actually one of my legit five favorites today, and it's Element. Element helps anyone stay hydrated without the sugar and the other dodgy ingredients that are found in popular electrolyte and sports drinks. Electrolyte deficiency or imbalance can cause headaches, cramps, fatigue, brain fog, and weakness. None of us want those things. Here's why I love Element. It's a zero sugar electrolyte drink mix and their sparkling electrolyte water that are born from the growing body of research that reveals that optimal health outcomes occur at sodium levels that are 2 to 3 times that of government recommendations. It is formulated for anybody that's on a mission to restore health through hydration, and it's perfectly suited for athletes, for if you're fasting, if you're following keto, low carb, whole food, paleo diets. It's great for everyday health. I love it just because it's delicious. And so it feels like this incredible no sugar margarita mocktail type thing that I drink over ice every night, but I know that it's given my body so many things that I need. I cannot say enough about how much I love Element. You can get your free Element sample pack with any purchase at drinklmnt.com/boo. Also, try the new Element Sparkling. It's so good. It's a bold 16-ounce can of sparkling electrolyte water that has so much flavor. You can try Element totally risk-free. If you don't like it, they'll refund your order, no questions asked.
I have had 2 epiphanies since we recorded last that I would like to share with the group.
Please share.
Several messages from people after I talked about Wicked last week on the episode mm-hmm. who either like shared my enthusiasm, had some thoughts to share, wondered if I had nailed down what it was that moved me so much about it.
Yeah.
And I think it was last Wednesday I was driving down the road and I got it. I got to the heart of what it was that touched me so much about Elphaba in particular, and it's 2 words, Melanie: misplaced hope.
Oh.
We don't have to explore the whole thing right now and the overlap of that with my life, but
yes.
it's the whole idea of misplaced hope and all the ways we look to something that can never fix whatever it is that we're ashamed of or broken by. and we think it's going to be the answer, and it can never be the answer. But the realization that that thing is flawed when we thought it was going to be the fixer is heartbreaking. Oh. So misplaced hope. Thank you for coming to my TED talk about Wicked.
That.
Yeah. But it, that really, like, I was like, oh, so it has led. You want to talk about somebody who has journaled this last week, but just, it's heartbreaking, misplaced hope, and everybody deals with it. You know, it's one
that's
of those
so
things
true.
We all look to the wrong thing in different situations and think this is going to be the thing that makes it all okay. So anyway, so I kind of want to see it again, but I've listened to the soundtrack a whole bunch. And then I didn't tell you about this, but I think it was either Christmas Eve or Christmas night. My sister and I were on, I was on my iPad and she was on her iPad, and we were looking at real estate in our hometown. Like,
okay,
looking at houses that we remembered from growing up that were for sale and talking about who used to live there and all that kind of stuff. Well, we come across this one house and I said, hey, do you remember who used to live here? And she said, no. And so I go through this whole, like, Meridian / Mississippi lineage of, like, well, you know, the so-and-sos built a house here, and then around the corner from that was the so-and-sos, because, you know, everybody knew where everybody lived in my hometown. And so anyway, I was like, that man lived there. And she was like, what man? And I said, you know, that man. And she said, I don't. And I was like, he used to like to cook fish. This was all I could come up with.
It feels like to cook a fish. Very specific thing to know about a person.
I know, but I said, and the newspaper did a story about how he liked to cook fish. And she's like, I got no idea. But, you know, we're 14 years apart. So my childhood and her childhood were very different things.
Mm-hmm.
So for like an hour, I'm trying to, and so I'm like, hey, David, do you remember that man who used to cook fish?
He was in the
paper. I have no idea who you're talking about. Then we text my cousin Paige. Paige, do you know the man who used to cook fish? And they did a story about him in the paper. She was like, no, but I'm going to ask my brother. And so she asked our other cousin, Benji. And, like, we're all trying to figure out who the man was who cooked fish. I'm going to tell you, I have thought about it for 2 weeks. I have wrestled trying to figure out his name. And, of course, like, my mom is not alive anymore. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, Martha.
Because she would know.
Martha could have solved it in 5 seconds, right?
100%.
But I don't have anybody to ask. In retrospect, I think I could have asked David's brother. I think Scott would have known. But anyway.
Okay.
Day before yesterday. It was yesterday. I was sitting in the den, and all of a sudden, I remembered his name. And out of nowhere. And then so I tested myself with Google and I was right. It was who I thought it was. It was the wrong house, but never you mind. That's
okay.
You know, that's just what led to this road. It's
yes.
It's not necessarily the solution. But I was so, you know, like when you have that something like that, like wiggling kind of in the back of your head all the time.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I was so happy. And listen, he's still alive and still working in the same field he was when I was in high school.
Oh.
But I was so thrilled. So I texted my sister and I was like, it was so-and-so. And she was like, oh, that's so-and-so's husband. So we knew.
Oh.
We just didn't know.
Does he still cook fish? Do we know? How did he cook the fish?
I found one of his fish recipes on the internet. So I think he's continued to cook. But it was just driving me crazy. Mm-hmm. So misplaced hope. And I now know the name of the man who used to cook fish and was in the paper. We're off to a great start so far in 2025.
Well, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness. Well, I don't know if this was an epiphany, but along with misplaced hope, it kind of goes in that theme. But I watched the last episode of Shrinking. Have you watched the last episode of Shrinking?
It put me down.
I cried. I sobbed.
Listen, episode 11, not much better in terms of, I mean, episode 11 was deep.
Yeah,
and then
it
episode
was.
12, the parallels of episode 12 and real life were strong. It was strong.
That's it. But I thought, here's the whole thing about this. This is why I love this show, because I thought if I had to pick a top show of 2024, it would be Shrinking. Mm-hmm. That would be my show. And it's the show that I would recommend to everybody, which, by the way, I have a rabbit trail I'm going to go on for a second with that. But I was like, it's the show that I would recommend. I just thought it was so good. But I thought the thing about it is here's what I love. It's so messy.
It's
and they're
so
all
messy.
So messy. But that's real life. Mm-hmm. But there's also this beautiful redemptive arc. And I was like, it's just, to me, when people come to you in their messiness and in their realness and with their whatever they are, and you meet them there, there's always a redemptive arc, mm-hmm. if you allow there to be. And I thought Shrinking does such a beautiful job of that.
Yes.
But Harrison Ford and that, I can't. Mm. I couldn't even, like, it was one of those where Caroline was sitting across in a chair and I had my AirPods in and I was watching it and she wasn't. And she looked up at me and she goes, what is going on?
I mean, everything he's done in his whole career to me mm-hmm. led to that moment.
I agree.
Like, it was the most beautiful picture of unexpected vulnerability. I'm going to cry mm-hmm. talking about it. Like,
yeah, I know.
It just... And then there was that scene at the end at the train station.
Yes.
Oh, it's so good. It's just so beautiful. And it's not, there's nothing precious about it. Mm-mm. Liz and her dadgum rocks.
Her rocks. And she's so salty. Like,
she's so salty, but she's so tender.
Yes.
I love it so much. Alex and I were talking about it. They're all just phenomenal. And listen, it's not a show for children and it's not going to be a show for all grown-ups, but it's fantastic.
It is beautiful. Well, even when Alice talked to her dad, like even that whole thing, I was like, that's such a view of parenting where mm-hmm. it's like all the ways that we can sit and go, I got this wrong and mm-hmm. I got this wrong. And then basically her telling him like, here's all the ways that you got it right. And it's like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I could start crying just talking about it, but man, it was beautiful. That just it. But what made me laugh about it is I'm pretty sure that's the show that I recommend to everybody. Like if anybody's like, what are you watching? What would you watch? I'm like Shrinking. But we were before Christmas, we were down at some of our friends' ranch and there were some of their parents' friends were there. And so one of the men texted Perry and said, hey, Melanie was talking about a show and we really liked it, but I can't remember what it's called. Do you remember? And Perry was like, no, I don't remember. So he texted me and was like, hey, he wants to know about this show that you talked about at dinner. And I was like, I can't remember. And he was like, he said it's one word. And I was like, okay. And I was like, does he remember what it was about or who was in it? Perry said, no, he remembers none of those things. He just knows that he liked it. And he wants to tell somebody else about it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to guess that it's Shrinking because I don't know what other show I would be talking about. But I loved that it was really good. We really enjoyed it. We don't remember what it was about, who was in it, or the name. It was great.
It's so good. It's so good. It's beautiful. It's just one of those. It just renews your hope. And it makes you so grateful for your people. It really does.
That's it. Yeah. Because you just realize.
Just a bunch of a hodgepodge of just hot mess, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And we're all just doing the best we can, you know, like we're all just kind of getting through the best we know how, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the whole premise of that show is learning what it looks like to be honest with other people.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, if we were just honest with other people, maybe we wouldn't have so much misplaced hope.
Oh, that's the way to bring it back around. That's a beautiful job right there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. So. Okay, well, is it time for five favorites?
It is time for five favorites. What this is going to tell you is this. I'm in the midst of a beauty / better 2025 for myself. Mm-hmm. Clean out is what these things focus on. There isn't a clothing item in here is what I'm going to tell you.
Okay. All right. I'm here for it.
Okay. The first thing is I ordered this and I can't remember. I think maybe I saw it on Lucky Peacock. But I had been curious because I'd been hearing a lot of people talk about tallow and how tallow is so moisturizing and so great. It's like beef tallow. So it's like super, you know, whatever, nourishing. Okay. So I found this one. She linked. It's this handmade. It's by Hearth and Homestead. It's on Amazon. It's this whipped tallow balm. I got it in this herb infused, so it doesn't have a smell. I mean, if it does, it's kind of an herby smell, but it's rendered beef fat is what it is. But when I tell you that this stuff, I've been putting it on my face at night. I've been using it on my hands, on my cuticles. Caroline liked it so much that she took it back to school with her without me knowing.
Yes.
And so I've now ordered myself another thing of it, but like, I had just gotten to where I was putting a little bit on my heels. I put it on my hands. I put it on my face. It is so moisturizing. It feels so good, but not greasy. I cannot recommend it enough.
Is it like the texture of Crisco?
A little bit, but it's, this one is more whipped. So okay. It's almost like it's, I think to me, it feels like the Maya Chia serum once you get it on your skin, but it's like a whipped texture. So it's real light. Yeah. And a little bit goes a long way, but I'm telling you, this is like my new favorite discovery of winter time.
I love that.
It's amazing. So anyway, it's been really good for all my dry skin and it's got a really mild scent. The next thing, this is a podcast sponsor and they sent this to me, but I have since now purchased it with my own American money because it has become my favorite treat for myself. And I'm doing like, let's not say a dry January. I'm doing a damp January where I'm just, it's damp. So okay. I'm pretty much, I reserve the right to have a margarita if I go out with friends, but I'm not drinking for the most part, unless it's like a special thing.
Okay.
But what I have really enjoyed is the Element, the sparkling water. Now I love the hydration packs and I use those when I work out, but this sparkling water that comes in a can, it's so good and it's so salty. And that over some of my ice, I love all the flavors. You cannot go wrong. It's like the citrus salt is like a spicy, like a salty margarita. And yes. Then I sprinkle a little bit of tahini in it. I love it. I'm addicted to it.
I love that. Okay. Yeah, I've just got some that I need to put in the refrigerator, but.
No, it's so good. And it's so flavorful. I think that's what I love about it is like, it tastes like you're really, cause you know, I mean, sparkling waters and different flavored waters, sometimes they're hit or miss, but this one, I mean, I love it. And the salt, I can't get enough of it.
Okay.
It's so good.
All right. All right. And that boosts your electrolytes, Melanie, which is fantastic.
It does. Yeah. And I'm all about boosting my electrolytes. It's got magnesium in it. It's got all the good things.
I'm on a fiber journey right now. We don't have to get into it. We shouldn't because we're in the middle of five favorites, but I'm really on a fiber journey. So.
Okay. Well, we'll have to explore that next time.
Okay.
Okay, these are two products that I discovered from Sarah James, who has the Whirl Instagram account, but she had talked about this in beauty, these in beauty products. I've been using the Extreme Cream as my moisturizer since she talked about it. And so I put it on right before I put on my sunscreen and it's super, like you can feel it almost emulsifying in your hands. Like it gets really liquidy and then you put it on. But I have since added, because she talked about it, the Elastic Skin, and you can get this as a duo. You can order them together. And so the Elastic Skin is like a firming and plumping serum. And it's got copper peptides in it, which everybody knows that's what you need, but it's also got these growth factors, but it gives you the prettiest, like plump, moisturizing, glowy foundation to then put your makeup on or whatever. I love the way it feels. I do think it says it visibly firms and lifts, and I think it really does because it hydrates your skin so well. Like, big, big fan
of these products. I've never even heard of this.
So, no, well, I hadn't either until her, and that's why I tried them. And then I will tell you also, and I didn't put it on my five favorites because I just tried it for the first time this morning, but I also bought their sunscreen, and I used it this morning, and it's unbelievable, and it's an Allure Beauty Award winner for 2024. It's a Mineral Sun Glow. But I think you can buy all of those. They have bundles. So if you want to try some of their products, but I'm a big fan of the Elastic Skin and the Dream Cream. I think they're fantastic.
I cannot wait. I'm going to peruse this website like it's my job after we record.
I know. Well, and the prices are so good. Like their prices are really reasonable and they're big bottles, which is so nice considering that sometimes, you know, it's like, you're like, well, this was $140 and I, you know, I can use a pinhead full every time.
Okay.
My other thing is, and I think, I don't know if this has been one of my favorites before, but I always talk about Maya Chia, but I love their, I know that we like the pharmacy cleanser, but what I have really switched to that I love even more is the Maya Chia, the Great Cleanse Cleansing Oil.
I've never tried this at all. How did I miss this?
I don't know. I think that they sent it to me at some point in a thing and I had kind of put it on a back shelf and I discovered it again over Christmas break. I love it. It feels so good. And maybe it's because my skin is so dry right now, but it's just an oil. But like you put it on, but it does the same thing that the pharmacy does where it emulsifies. Like, so I use my little clean towel and it's damp and it just lathers my makeup off. And it's just, it feels so good because it's that oil and it's just super moisturizing. I love it.
Okay. Well, I have to order this.
Yeah. So I'm a big fan of that. And then the last thing, this is something that we got for Caroline while she was home, and she set it up in her room because she loves the reed diffusers because, you know, she doesn't light a lot of candles and stuff when she's gone, and she just likes the house to smell good. But we bought her this one. It's Linnea, I guess, is the brand.
Okay.
But it's lavender rosemary.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you that she set this up in her room, and it smells like your favorite spa. That lavender rosemary is like the perfect smell. It's not too sweet. It feels like a spa. It's so relaxing and so soothing. And I loved it so much that when I came home from her house, I immediately ordered one for myself because I want it in my house. Because I was like, I love how fresh and clean this smells and relaxing.
These are two of my favorite fragrances, lavender and rosemary.
Well, you will love this because it's like the perfect blend of both. But I was like, this smells like an upscale spa. Is what it smells like, and it's delightful.
These five favorites are going to cost me, Melanie. They're going to cost me.
Well, listen,
going to make me very spendy this afternoon. But
I'm sorry.
Appreciate your research, though, and the absence of gatekeeping here because I can't wait to try.
Yeah, this diffuser thing is so good. And I've never done the reed diffusers, but Caroline's a big fan, and I was like, I do see how delightful it is because it just, you know, you got ongoing scent throughout your house.
Absolutely.
So there you have it. Those are my five favorites.
Well, thank you so much. And
you're so welcome.
Glad you're recovering from your big clean out and your Allen wrenching and listen, hoping for better things this week in regards to your nails. Just a lot to
and
check
yours
up
as
on.
Well.
Yes, next week. We'll have a lot to follow up on for sure. A
lot of follow up. Yep. So stay tuned for that, everybody. And we'll know who our national football champion is, I guess.
Will we? No, because it won't happen that night, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I don't know. So we won't. No, we will not know.
But we'll continue to hope. We'll continue to hope.
We'll continue to talk about it.
Okay. Well, we will talk to y'all next week.
All right. Bye, everybody.